Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, November 27th. In the newscast so far this week, we've been hearing about Governor Jared Polis and his trip through Montrose last Saturday, November 23rd. The governor was on a swing through western Colorado promoting his rural economic blueprint, which he announced at Mayfly Outdoors last weekend in Montrose. The Rural Economic Blueprint outlines ways the Polis administration will continue building a Colorado that works for everyone, especially those outside of the Front Range. The blueprint will address concerns and challenges in rural communities by leveraging existing assets, building on innovative programs, and increasing efforts to ensure that all Coloradans have the opportunity to thrive. Governor Polis also attended a job fair at the Montrose County Events Center on Saturday afternoon. This event was put on by the state of Colorado and featured over 30 vendors talking about jobs and reaching out to prospective employees. Between the economic blueprint and the job fair, there was no discussion of affordable housing. The lack of affordable housing throughout the state is becoming the biggest issue for people looking for jobs. The state is hiring, yes. But what good are jobs that don't pay the rent? KVNF News caught up with Governor Polis at the job fair and asked him that very question.
And my last question, sir, is about affordable housing. That's what everyone out here wants to talk about. How do jobs like this help if they don't pay the rent?
So we have our director of what we call Department of Local Affairs, that's Rick Garcia. Part of our rural economic blueprint is bringing more affordable housing opportunities to our rural communities. So we're looking at, for instance, inventory of state-owned lands, how we can do creative opportunities for joint development between cities and counties in the state. The state, of course, you know, has to work with local partners. It's up to cities and counties what they build, what they zone for, but we can bring a lot as a partner.
In southwest Colorado, a gondola travels over 2 miles between the towns of Telluride and Mountain Village. It is the first and only free public transportation system of its kind in the United States. But what happens if the gondola breaks down? For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KOTO's Julia Caulfield reports.
Wisps of clouds are in the sky. It's a warm day with reports of snow on the horizon. Nearly 20 people are about to rappel out of the gondola. Volunteers are lowered to the ground as part of a Mobile Aerial Rapid Rescue System, or MARS, training. The training simulates what would happen if the gondola stopped running. But Gary Dobb, a gondola supervisor, makes sure to note an evacuation isn't likely.
We have all sorts of backup power options, so this would be definitely an option of last resort.
According to Jim Loby, transit director for Mountain Village, evacuations have occurred 3 times in the past, but there hasn't been an evacuation of the gondola in over 5 years. For this training, volunteers ride up the gondola from Mountain Village towards the San Sofia station, and then stop, simulating a breakdown.
Go for line, Walker. We're ready for you to give us passengers and cabins.
From there, an evacuation team member passes beneath to see how many people or dogs are in each car.
Line Walker to Incident Commander, cabin number 15, riding between cabin number, towers number 10 and 11. I got 5 passengers, no special need, cabin number 15.
Soon, a MARS evac rider, as they're called, ziplines down to the car, lands on the top.
You guys will slide away from the door, I'm going to pop the doors open, and I'll come down and join you.
And climbs inside.
How's everyone today?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Hey, Zach.
Wonderful.
How are you?
We'll get everybody harnessed up and get you to the ground safely.
Soon, everyone in the car is putting on what the MARS team calls diapers, big blue triangles of material that connect around your waist.
So the reflective orange and silver stripe goes at the top. It's like goes around your waist. So you put that around your waist, and then the triangle comes up through the middle of your legs. And then everything, all the metal connections, clips to the carabiner.
You end up sitting in it almost like a hammock. Before you know it, you're at the door of the gondola, legs dangling out, and then you're suspended. slowly rappelling your way down to another Mars rider spotting you from the ground.
1 foot. Release the harness. For the radio audience, you are safely on the ground. Good luck.
Sweet. From start to finish, at this training, it takes about 15 minutes for a gondola car of 5 people to be evacuated. A training like this one can seem like a fun adventure, but it still has risk. During the training, a Mountain Village employee fell approximately 15 feet from a gondola car. The woman was conscious after the fall, but sustained minor injuries and was taken to the med center for evaluation. The gondola between Mountain Village and Telluride travels approximately 2 miles, reaching an elevation of over 10,000 feet. Close to 3 million people ride the gondola on average each year. It is the first and only free public transportation system of its kind in the U.S. For KOTO and Telluride, I'm Julia Caulfield.
And taking a look at holiday weather, the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that the storm that hit Colorado and other western states early this week is nothing by comparison to what could be coming. That winter storm that left anywhere from a trace of snow in the valleys to several feet in the high country is only a precursor to a second bombogenesis storm that hit the Pacific coast on Tuesday, according to the National Weather Service. That storm, which is to begin with hurricane-force winds on the west coast, but will die down as it heads inland, is expected to make its way to eastern Utah and western Colorado by Thanksgiving Day. The storm is expected to bring more snow to the region starting on Thursday and into Saturday. All of that, of course, will impact travelers trying to get to and return from their Thanksgiving Day celebrations. Officials predict that Sunday is more likely to be a better day to travel on the state's roadways. AAA Colorado is calling it a perfect storm, with a foot of snow or more in the mountains, coupled with nearly 1 million Thanksgiving travelers in the state. Nationally, AAA is predicting that this year could see the second highest Thanksgiving travel volume since it began tracking such things in 2000, saying that most of the more than 55 million travelers this weekend will be doing so on the ground. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, November 27th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.